From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Brett Samuels reports for The Hill that Governor Andrew Cuomo had a show meeting with President Donald Trump February 12th at the White House. Cuomo wanted to convince Trump to eliminate a provision in the Republicans' 2017 tax cut law that caps the state and local tax deduction at $10,000, raising taxes on many New Yorkers who now cannot write off their local taxes. A spokesperson for Trump claimed the president listened to Cuomo's concerns about the tax issue and I quote, reiterated the negative impact that high taxes in states like New York have on hardworking families and job creators, end quote. Mostly, though, Trump changed the subject, telling Cuomo he needed to bring back fracking in New York, with companies injecting water and chemicals underground in order to fracture rocks and release natural gas. Trump claims fracking would invigorate the stagnant upstate New York economy. Representative Antonio Delgado, meanwhile, on February 12th, announced he is co-sponsoring a bipartisan Securing Access to Lower Taxes by Ensuring Deductibility Act of 2019, or SALT Deductibility Act. He tweeted February 12th, and I quote, glad to co-sponsor a bipartisan bill to eliminate SALT cap. The 2017 tax law irresponsibly added more than $1 trillion to the deficit while creating the cap that results in double taxation for middle and working class families. Repealing it is the right thing to do, end quote. Read the full story at The Hill. The Daily Freeman reports that protesters gathered at Representative Antonio Delgado's Kingston office February 8th to urge the freshman Democrat to sign on to the Green New Deal. Food and Water Watch and the New York Public Interest Research Group and a few SUNY New Platte students organized a protest. Nick Leone, vice president of the local chapter of NYPREG, said, and I quote, the Hudson Valley is the heart of environmental activism in our country. If Delgado wants to truly represent his constituents, he will come out strong in the fight against climate change by supporting a Green New Deal and using his power to ban the expansion of all fossil fuel infrastructure in the Hudson Valley, including the Danskammer and Cricket Valley fracked gas plant, end quote. In Kingston, he is criticized for not signing on to the Green New Deal, and in a new series of ads, Delgado is being picked on for backing the environmental plan. Roll Call reports that the Congressional Leadership Fund, a group aligned with House GOP leadership, is targeting Delgado, attempting to link him to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the so-called Green New Deal. The plan would create new jobs to eliminate carbon emissions in the United States. The ad falsely claims, and I quote, Antonio Delgado and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have begun their radical Green New Deal assault on the American economy, end quote. Then it uses video of Delgado from a forum last year with the New York League of Conservation Voters where Delgado said, and I quote, why aren't we thinking of a Green New Deal, end quote, while suggesting bold ideas were needed to take on climate change. Last week, the National Republican Congressional Committee announced Delgado as one of the Democrats they will attempt to unseat in 2020. Sarah Tafton reports for Columbia Green Media that a New Hampshire-based waste processing company is, and I quote, scouting, end quote, the former Peckman Materials cement quarry in Smith's Landing in Catskill as a site to recycle metal from ash shipped in from its other plants. Wheelabrator, a company that converts waste into renewable energy, and I quote, expressed interest, end quote, in the 158 acres on Route 9W now owned by Peckman Materials Incorporated. The company introduced themselves to Catskill Village officials with a presentation to the Village Board of Trustees on January 23rd. Manager of Development Mark Schwartz said the company would not burn waste in Catskill. He said, and I quote, it's an industrial zone with no repurposed value. There's no use for the land. There's no abutters. There's no disturbance of the viewshed. We are doing subsurface studies of the site to test the hydrology, geology, seismic activity, resistivity, and groundwater. We have found no fatal flaws so far, end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Mid-Hudson News reports that voters in Dutchess County may get some of their choices limited if legislators vote in term limits for the county legislature, county executive, and county comptroller. Dutchess County is updating its code of ethics, and term limits are favored by County Executive Marcus Molinaro and others. Molinaro said, and I quote, "We are moving on what I think are important reforms to show the public that we in this county hold ourselves to the highest standards. We are establishing a record of holding elected and public officials accountable, and we think that the establishment of term limits is a good way of ensuring new and fresh ideas and new and fresh elected officials," end quote. In 2018, the Ulster County Legislature adopted 12-year term limits for legislators, comptrollers, and their county executive. Read the full story in MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.